And welcome back to the Matchstick Studio podcast, coming at you from the Matchstick Studio back room once again. Check us out, matchstickstudio.co, online, in your browser, on Instagram. My name is Jordan Carmen, sitting here once again with Chris Green.
What's up, everybody?
We are also streaming live on twitch.tv/matchstickstudio, going out to the masses.
To the interwebs. To the scariest place on the planet.
We are now, I guess this is the second Friday in May. Now we're into May. Some things are starting to open back up.
It's going to be May.
And it is indeed. So people can get their hair cut now by a professional. No longer having to use the vacuum attachment. Your vacuum for your buzz cut.
I was going to say, I actually got a little trim up by Stephanie from Leisureless last night around the ears like that. So shout out to Stephanie.
Looking good. Looking fresh.
Had to look somewhat professional.
Starting Monday, you can maybe dine in at some restaurants or some patios, something like that.
Is it like one third of the of their current, how many people like they can hold or whatever?
I think you have to make a reservation. Mm. You have to. The weird thing
is, I kind of like that personally.
Yeah, I agree. The good thing is you don't have to show up and stand in line for 30 minutes or whatever if you still wanted to eat there. The bad part about it is, which I say bad part, I know it's for safety, but you have to wear a mask at all times except for when you're actually eating.
Wow.
And I don't know how it'll work out with servers, because do you have to throw your mask back on real quick when the server comes up to refill your drink?
Sorry.
You know?
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting.
People have always laughed at me, but I've always said Chili's is a reservation place. So
and now...
Now everyone understands. It's like when I called a Chili's and the you know, waitress is like, how many can, you know, how many's in your party? She's like, oh, you're only going to have two? Why are you reserving? You know, I tell you, I just do this to make sure I have a spot. Don't want to be waiting for those chicken crispers when I get in there.
You like showing up and walking ahead of everybody. Excuse me, I have a reservation.
I need some reservation for two. Southwestern egg rolls. I am middle class fancy, Tom. Thank you.
Bottomless salsa. Well, today, I think we're going to try to have some fun today.
I'm down for it.
Hopefully it stays fun, because I tell you, something else has popped up on us this week that's kind of got me hot.
What is it, Jordan?
Well, we're not going to go there yet.
Oh, okay. Okay.
But I just kind of want to have... The reason I say have some fun with pet peeves, because this thing that happened is a real pet peeve of mine, just in general for businesses or business owners. If you're out there running a business, don't do this. It's a huge pet peeve, and you're not cool. It's not fun for anybody.
Yeah.
It's a waste of time. It's a waste of money. So don't do it. We'll get into it.
I can't wait.
I want to hear, do you have any pet peeves?
Do I? Yes. Where would you like me to start on my list?
Well, we can start anywhere. Most of mine come two main buckets that mine fall into as I was thinking about it. One is when people, you know, it mostly comes out of people's misunderstandings, misconceptions, or misuse of language. I know that sounds weird, but that's where a lot of it comes from.
Is this...
It's like the pod thing, right? Everybody knows, which I don't really have a gripe with. It's not necessarily a misuse of language, but...
But it
is. You can say podcast, you know?
You got the time.
Come on.
Your time's not worth that much. Come on.
Yeah, what's that
millisecond of time?
Microsecond, nanosecond that you're saving. Here's another one. Here's another great example. When people say purple onion... That irritates me.
Dude, I love purple onions. They're so good.
It's not a real thing. What is that? When you say, if you said purple onion, I'm going to say, what is that?
And I'm going to say, I don't know, man. It just said it on the menu.
Oh, dude. I'll walk out.
Chili's says they put purple onion in their salads, you're done.
If Chili's takes reservations, they better not be talking about purple onions. They should. I mean, they all know better.
Hopefully.
If they take a reservation, they
know. I would assume they probably have a chef of some sort. And most chefs shouldn't, I would assume, know that.
That's the thing. If I go into your restaurant, if you're a chef, you're a professional restaurant, and I'm looking at the dishes and one of the ingredients says that it's got purple onion in it, I'm leaving. Hmm. How much could you know about the culinary arts if you're calling it a purple onion?
So
it's a red onion.
No, there we go. That's what I was gonna ask.
That's what the real thing that exists in this world, in this dimension,
is a red onion.
Is a red onion. I know that in a lot of cases, to your eye, it looks maybe a kind of a purpley.
But to your eye, does it look red?
So I don't want to get into all the. It depends on the time of the season because It is more red early on. And the reason it's a red onion is because of the translucence of it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are layers, especially if you look at it up close, you can clearly see like red layers and white layers. But then overall, you know, and you're just looking at it with your naked eye. Yeah. Especially later in the season, they get a deeper, deeper color.
I gotcha. A deeper purple.
Deeper red. Reddish purple, yeah. But it's not a purple onion. It's a red onion. If it's on your menu, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't have any pet peeve like that. I would say I think mine tend to be more tailored to like what people do or people not valuing other people sometimes. And like one of mine is chronic lateness. Like if I have a friend who is just late to everything, like, hey man, we're going to get here at 3:30. Will you be there? Yeah. Dude doesn't show up till like 4:00. Bro, what's going on? Like,
where you been?
It can happen once it can happen once or twice. Like I understand things happen, but if you're late to everything, dude, you're not getting a text from me. I'm not going to count. Like I can't count on you. That's it.
That's like, fair.
So, and the constant like, oh, I couldn't because my dog threw up, like, or whatever it might be. It's like, no, that doesn't happen. Ain't gonna happen. Sorry, you're now cut out of the group.
Our one-on-one basketball game has been ruined.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry, man. I had this really important thing planned for both of us to do, but now we can't do it because you were 30 minutes late.
Because you lost your pencil.
But exactly. You lost your pencil or your keys were stuck in the couch or you ended up watching Netflix too long and forgot what time it was. You know, those are the sort of things. Another one, being a tall guy, having flown on planes a lot, is one that I don't know if most people really care about, but leaning your seat back when someone taller is in front of you. My knees hit the seat in front of me. So if you try and lean your seat back, it ain't gonna happen. I'm sorry. And if you try and force it, I'm going to make sure you know I'm behind you. So people who kind of lean their seats back trying to take advantage of that, I know you pay for that, but at the same time, it's just kind of like...
Rude.
Rude or unconsiderate to the people behind you. So, and I mean, yes, I could buy a seat that, you know, would have a little bit more leg room. But in reality, you know, companies don't pay for that. So it's just part of it. Like I'm not going to pay more to do that. So
for sure. Yeah. That's my second bucket is things that are like inconsiderate of others.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll tell you, maybe it's because I'm getting older. I don't know, but the texting and driving has got to stop. Like seriously, nothing irritates me more when I see people on their phones now texting and driving, especially when it's an adult.
Like an older adult?
You should know. And even more especially when they're driving through the neighborhood at 45 miles an hour on their phone.
Like, dude, what's going on here?
I'm honestly surprised that more people aren't just plowing into trees because they got their face buried in their phone.
Well, now that cars can, you know, immediately stop you from trampling over that kid that's right in front of you because you're staring at your phone.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. You see all those commercials where, you know,
Staying in your lane. That's another one.
We're going to put our lives. It's okay that you don't have to pay attention now because the computers will fix it for you. I don't know. You should pay attention.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you. And I will be the first to admit, I sometimes text when I drive.
What?
I also change the Spotify song. I've been honestly really worried that one day I'll get pulled over and it'll be because I'm changing a Spotify song. And
sir,
I don't know how to explain that to a cop.
Sir, I had to listen to this Drake song.
Yeah. It would honestly most likely be like, sir, you don't understand. Britney Spears came up on the playlist. I didn't want to listen to Britney right now. I really wanted to change to my Backstreet Boys CD. So this is what I had to do. It's like, it was only for a second, I swear. So
how do you feel about people that just add S's to the ends of things?
Oh, hate it. Like multiple S's?
Well, or, just like, I need to go to the Walmarts.
Oh, okay. So like Kroger's or Walmarts.
Yeah.
Or, I guess
I don't care
Harps
for it.
Is actually technically Harps.
That has an S on it already.
Yeah. Or Walgreens.
Things that don't have.
Is it Walgreen or Walgreens?
It's Walgreens.
Okay. I think. Mean, now I'm just starting to worry.
Kate had a great one. I talked to her earlier. She had a great one about abbreviations. Or not abbreviations, but I lost it. But like PIN number.
PIN number?
Right.
Okay.
Or ATM machine. You're mm-hmm. repeating the last thing. Like yeah. PIN, P-I-N, yeah. Already has number. It's the last
what
word
are those,
of that.
What are those called? Where the letter, the letters in a word. We can't figure this out. The letters in a word.
Geez.
Dude, I can't think of it.
But she's right. It's an automatic or an automated teller machine. So if you say ATM machine, you're basically saying automated teller machine.
Yeah. Well, you have to throw that second machine because what if you miss the first machine? So.
I guess.
No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, that I could see how that would bother you, especially. I mean, the S's in the multiple machines or whatever it is. That go into that, like, just say PIN.
Yeah.
Just say Walmart.
Here's my PIN. That's all you gotta say.
I will say, so for the longest time growing up, you know, my grandfather, he remodeled houses and we would go to Home Depot. And he got me started off very poorly in school because he always called it Home Depot for some reason. So,
is he trying to be funny?
No, he still calls it that to this day. And it's like when I was younger, I was like, oh, it must be called that, like, trust my grandfather. But now it's like, what else have you taught me wrong my whole life?
Yeah, it's funny how my dad growing up used to say Southmore instead of sophomore.
Mm-hmm.
And album. Yeah, it was an extra L in that one,
man.
You listen to that album?
Gotta throw that in there. What about library?
Library?
Mm-hmm. I feel like people call that all the time.
Because they're trying to be funny?
Maybe. I don't know.
I like to give the benefit of the doubt initially.
Just think they're uneducated?
Well, no, just I always just assume somebody's trying to be funny. That's the first thing I always assume if somebody was like, I need to go to the library. I'd be like, ha, good
nice.
One.
And then they're like,
why are you laughing about them going to the library? I'm like, oh, that's really how you say that. I apologize.
So I have some news for you. there's an R.
Yeah. So about, how do you feel about, here's another one that really grinds my gears. People's use of black licorice and red licorice.
Mm.
You know, licorice is a flavor. It comes from a root. It's not a specific candy.
Yeah.
When people say, oh, I don't like black licorice. I only like red licorice.
They so actually strawberry like the licorice Twizzlers. Flavor. Yeah. They like strawberry.
You like the semi like gelatinous mm-hmm. candy that is flavored like strawberry. Black is usually associated with licorice, but it's a flavor, not a color. That's like going into an ice cream shop and saying, I don't like pink ice cream. I only like brown ice cream. It's like, what does that mean?
Are you sure it's not Froyo?
Still, you don't order ice cream by the color that it is.
That's true.
You order it by the flavor that it is.
Yeah, you always order Neapolitan. That's what you go for.
Oh, you like all three of them.
Yeah. No, I can't do that.
I only like honestly green can't do ice cream with a little chocolate brown pieces in it.
The brownies.
Mint chocolate chip.
Now I'm having to like actually think about this stuff, and I didn't think I'd have to do that.
But man, we have a lot of pet peeves when it comes to our industry,
yeah,
as well, and other businesses.
We've talked about multiple of them on multiple podcasts.
Yeah, so maybe I shouldn't bring it up. But one of the things one of the things I hate the most is when clients will come to us and say, "Yeah, it'd be great." You know, they're leaving their old partner and they're coming over to us, and yeah, it'd be great if we could have this integration on our website, but I know that's not possible. And I'm like, what? What do you mean it's not possible? Oh, the other folks said that they couldn't do that, or they didn't say they couldn't do it. They said it was not possible to do it. Like, well, they lied to you. They either didn't know how to do it or they didn't want to do it, but it is possible to do that. So anytime anybody says something like that, that's it's like, it's not possible to do, we can't add this to your website, it's not possible. What? That doesn't make any sense. Another one that often pops up that we hear about from other companies or agencies are holding work ransom.
Oh, yeah.
Holding websites ransom.
I've been surprised by how many people have asked about that.
Yeah, it's because that's why it's a pet peeve, is because it happens a lot. Mm-hmm. It happens a lot more than you would think. And it gets in the way. It's like, it's not something that ever occurred to us from the very beginning. Like, no, any work we do for you, you own it. We're providing a service.
Mm-hmm. As long as you pay for it.
Right. But but at the end of the day, you own the work that was created 100%. For you or your business. So it doesn't make sense to me why other companies would say, no, you can't have it.
Sorry, this is ours. Like,
if somebody really wants... And then it's just unfortunate because then that business is kind of stuck. Like, well, they're either asking me to pay them a lot of money to get access to work that I already paid them for once, or I'm stuck and just have to start over. That's not right. Don't do that.
Well, and then it also, I mean, it sours them for the industry. So when they're going... Maybe they're looking for another partner, and I mean, it's just, you know, that trust isn't there. They've lost trust in other individuals without even knowing them. So it's a whole uphill battle just to show them, hey, we're not like those guys or those people that did that. We're trying to do better. Yeah. So.
And then even just the nickel and diming that goes on, that happens a lot in other companies, and I hate it, but they'll charge you a huge sum of money to create something for you or build something for you. And then every minute little change that you might need to it.
Need a change order, man.
Boom, charge you again. Boom, charge you again.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted to change that one sentence with one letter? Yeah. $250.
That's an hour.
Yeah.
Charging you.
Done.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets under my skin.
That's a tough thing, and I think it's a company culture thing. You know, it's not looking at the people that you're working with as partners, but just looking at them as a tool to get what you need, whatever goal you have to hit, whatever. So, I think that's definitely. I mean, that's one of the things that thankfully sets us apart. But it's it's just the culture in business a lot of times.
Yeah.
So, and what's crazy is there are some clients that expect that to happen. It's like, oh, well, we know this is probably going to cost. And it's kind of like, what?
No.
Like, you're good. Don't worry about it. And then you think you've given them the world. They're like, oh my gosh, I see the grass is greener.
I love that.
Too. No, that's a great feeling.
When we are able to sort of provide that eye-opening moment, it's like, oh, first of all, it is possible. You're not going to nickel and dime me. And what you create for me is mine. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't seem like it's that hard of a thing to do, but a lot of other businesses out there are.
I'm surprised they can get people to pay for that, though, that type of stuff consistently.
Yeah. So I don't know.
I will say one of mine, like more office focused, is people talking on speakerphone around you, like when you're either on a call or in the middle of something. Don't have it here, but in
are you trying to call me out? Because that's all I ever do.
Yeah, 100%. No,
I hear you jump on the phone with somebody, and I instantly just
come by me,
jump on a speakerphone.
Hey, Trina, how's it going?
Yeah, exactly.
Just checking in. No, I would say, it definitely doesn't happen here, but in larger office settings, it's like one of those things that's just like, you'll be on the phone and then you hear Bob over here on speakerphone talking to some random person. It's like, can't even talk to one person.
That's one of those
in my section.
That's one of those inconsiderate things. Yeah. People will do that in a restaurant or in the grocery store too. Like, don't do that.
What about people that have
we don't care about your conversation?
What about people that play music without headphones? Have you ever been in like a public place that people will do that in?
They're just rocking it out.
Yeah,
set it up on their table.
I mean, if they're playing a good song or a song that I like, I'm not gonna be mad. But if you're playing someone either I don't know or I'm like, why in the heck are you listening?
You weren't
to
in
that?
The mood for Britney again.
Yeah, again, skip. Yes. Right now, I can't listen to Britney. So, but no, those are in slow internet's another one. But that's another personal
slow
one.
Slow internet. Yeah. Well, speaking of inconsiderate and office culture, you know, one of my pet peeves just about society in general, but specifically when it comes to businesses is our frivolous lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
And just people, we live in a society that you can threaten to sue anybody for anything.
Yep.
Whether or not you have a case or not, doesn't matter.
You still have to seek legal counsel when they send that to you.
Yeah, and you still gotta
pay that money.
Spend money.
Yeah.
And
it takes time and focus away from the business.
Yeah, and especially in our industry, we're self-aware enough to know that there are tens of thousands or more other businesses that do similar work to what we do. Now, just because they exist doesn't mean they're good.
Yeah.
But they do exist, and we acknowledge that, and we kind of compete with that, and they compete with us, and that's fine.
That's business, though.
That's business. There are other people in your same industry. You know, if you're a business owner, there are probably people that you're competing with for business.
Mm-hmm.
I obviously admit and think that we are one of the best, you know, and we will continue to be one of the best. But people that threaten or harass other businesses instead of focusing on their business is a huge pet peeve of mine.
It's a time waste, man. It's a time waste for everyone.
It's a time sink. It's a money sink. And it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
It's like, do you not have anything better to do than to, you can't focus on your own business and figure out ways to compete in an environment that you have to go after other people, go after your competitors just because they're in the same industry you are?
Is this why you sent Squarespace a cease and desist letter?
I sent Squarespace and WordPress. I sent them all cease and desist.
I'm kidding. That has not happened, and this would not hold up in a court of law.
I'm taking it to the top.
Yeah.
Shopify, you're going down.
You guys have what we want. No, I agree with
but
you.
Yeah, man. I mean, but it kind of would be, you know.
I mean, that's in the same sense.
It's the same sense. I mean, things have happened to us.
Yeah.
In this, and I know things have happened to other businesses in a similar way. But it kind of would be like that on the flip side, where it's like, if Squarespace was sending cease and desist to us because we did websites.
Yeah.
Like,
what the heck?
What the heck?
Yeah. No, I'm
which
right
hasn't
there with
happened,
you, man.
But.
It's, don't give anyone
it's
ideas.
Frivolous, you know?
That's the last thing.
The CEO of Squarespace is listening right now.
Yeah, they listen. They message me every week. So
draft the paperwork.
They're like, we heard you talk bad about us again. Please stop. So,
but I just,
would you react better if someone instead of maybe they have a disagreement or a question, would you react better if they just called you and talked to you person to person?
100%, 1,000%.
Unfortunately, that's not the culture.
That's not
the culture we live in today.
That's not the culture that
people
America
can't talk
in.
Things out anymore.
No, it's so. Not. If there's a if there is a real gripe, let's say you had a true gripe because you felt like somebody was being intentionally malicious to your brand or something like that. Like, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to protect your brand. I understand that, but. Yeah, 1,000% reach out to them first
mm-hmm.
and say, listen, this is the deal. Because 99% of the time, that other business probably didn't even realize.
Yeah. Know who you were.
Didn't have a clue who you were.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't even realize they were doing anything. They're just trying to do their best to run their business.
It'd be one thing if you opened up a shop right down the street, you know.
Yeah.
And took and tried to do the same.
And copied everything that they did.
Just so that's happens. That's one thing. So, yeah, that would be the thing. But when you don't even really, we do compete, but at the same time, we don't. So,
yeah. Especially when you're 12 hours away.
Yeah.
You know, you're many, many, many hundreds of miles away. It's a waste of everybody's time.
Yeah.
I've never understood the types of people that do that. Cause I know it happens. It happens a lot.
Yeah.
To plenty of businesses and business owners in this country every single day. Now, a few of them, probably a very, very, very small minority, maybe were trying to be malicious, but the vast majority of people in general and businesses in general are trying to provide great products and services and doing it in the best way that they know how based on their skills or whatever. So I just want to say, if you're a business out there, this is just, maybe it's my opinion, but I think it's solid business advice. And I think other people would say this as well. Focus on your business and what you can control and make it the best possible business. Make your products the best possible products. Make your services the best possible services. And focus on the things that you have control over and differentiate yourself in the marketplace rather than looking around at everybody else and trying to shut other people down. It's almost like that's a business tactic for some people. They don't care about their own products and services. They're just going to try to shut everybody else down.
The thought behind that, though, is like, even if you did shut someone down, will you get their customers? Probably not.
Probably not at all. So, it's just going to look bad on you for having done
that. So it's a really odd decision. And I don't know about anyone else, if they felt like they were watching Shark Tank during the monologue you just gave of and just kind of envision Cuban sitting there telling me that.
Well, he would probably say the same
thing. I agree. I 100% agree.
There are people that go on that show that you know, have spent hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars trying to protect their copyrights or trademarks or whatever. And the sharks will sit there and go, but what for what?
Yeah.
You don't have any sales. You don't have any customers. So why did you do that? You should have focused on your business. You should have focused on your products and 100%. Services. Anyway.
No, that's a, I totally agree with you. It's a huge pet peeve.
It happens too much in this country. Absolutely.
And it's not, unfortunately, it's not going to be something that stops, but it's just the things that happen and it's the ebb and flow of business.
Yeah. So you got to keep moving. If it has happened to you, I'll say this little piece of advice I would say as well.
Blast them on Instagram.
Just keep moving. Yeah. You know, you can't, because I can definitely see folks, you know, getting down or depressed or whatever. Like, you can't help what other people are doing. You can only help. The only thing you can do as a person, as a business owner, is how you react. You have 100% control over how you react in any given situation. So how you choose to react in face of any adversity will be really what sets you apart from everybody else.
Yeah.
So
I agree with you. I also think
that's uplifting
to me. Being a competitor as well, you've just given me a little bit more fuel to the fire to, like, you know, kind of put you in the dirt. So
yeah, hey, we're just gonna keep doing.
We are going to
focus on our clients. We're gonna focus on our products and services. That's all any business can do. And while it is a little bit of a pet peeve, it's not the end of the world, and we'll keep moving.
Oh yeah. No, there's nothing that's going to stop us. So at least that's my mindset. I don't know about you.
Absolutely. But. Good podcast.
That's it.
Any other pet peeves you want to mention? I think we had covered a lot.
I know we said we wouldn't get political. But this is the one that I think bugs me the most, and I'm not a political person.
That's a bad intro. Here we go.
I know, but people who argue about political ideas or political things that are going on while citing extremely biased like websites or articles, like whether it's one side or the other, it's just like, okay, that's obviously not like they're cherry picking their information.
Yeah, of course. So how else are you going to win an argument?
Exactly. So it's always on social media. It's like,
yeah, you know, you can't look at that.
So
can't look at those arguments.
No, but it's one of those things. I just see it and I'm just like, okay,
here's the advice there. Just stop talking politics altogether. That's why we don't bring it up on this. That's
exactly
podcast.
What I do.
Yeah. Just have fun with each other. People, come on,
forget politics.
Can't we all just get along?
I wish, but we can't even see each other right now. So how are we supposed to get along?
Well, we're going to have some happy hours over Hangouts.
There we go.
We've only done that once as a company. We need to do that some more.
Every day? Every day at 10 a.m.?
There's an idea. Thanks again, everybody, for listening to the Matchstick Studio podcast. Once again, you can check us out online and on Instagram at matchstickstudio.co and streaming live on twitch.tv/matchstickstudio whenever we podcast. Thanks again. Be good to each other. We'll see you down the road.
Later, everybody.